Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Well, good morning, Amazing Grace. We are so blessed to be in the house of God. Come on, let's give him a shout of praise in the house. Come on, is he worthy? You know, we're so excited this morning to see God raise up some wonderful men. Last month, we had Minister Marty Sesma bringing the word. I call Brother Marty and Brother Louie the sons of thunder. Amen. And so we're going to have a treat today. We're going to have Minister Louis Parasa bring the word. How many excited to hear the word, what God has given him? Come on up, brother. Come on up. Let's all receive him by saying, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Set up right here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning and welcome back, Amazing Grace family. How's everyone doing today? A little better, huh? We woke up today. We got ready, and here we are seated in the AC. So, and that was God's plan too. That wasn't by coincidence. So here we are. Amen. So we're very blessed here living in San Diego, right, unlike the neighboring cities that went through the heat wave we just recently had. It's calming down a lot better. You right? Right now, I know that we're all suffering in other ways, too. Gas prices are at their highest. However, a trip to the beach is priceless, and so is your neighbor's pool. So love your neighbors. Amen? That's right. But today, we're not going to worry about high gas prices, for today's word comes from the Most Highest, Abba Father. So grab your coffee, if you haven't. Today's message is going to be about coming home, titled, No One Left Behind. Amen? And as Pastor Fee mentioned, watch out for that coffee, because it will have you clean the kitchen late night, which I have. All right? So for now, everybody here today and watching on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're at, no matter where you're at, let's get filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit coming to this church and be blessed. So let's get into prayer, everybody. Please bow your head. We're going to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this Sunday morning, for letting us open our eyes. We are thankful for being a giving Father and taking care of our needs. We pray for our brothers and sisters here today, those who are not present this morning, all those who are watching this message, wherever they are. For us to have open ears, have an open heart to you for the message you bring forth this morning. We love you, God, and honor you in the name of our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everybody say, amen. 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 So today we're reading off the NKJV. Bible, just so everybody knows if they're following along with the verses that we go over this morning. So I see we do have some recognition here on birthdays, and that's a blessing, another year of life, another day also. So let's not take that for granted. Let's always be blessed in the name of mighty God. Some of us are here every Sunday. Some of us haven't been here for months. And some of us are barely holding it together. So that's fine. That's okay. Some of us are smiling. Some of us are, you know, just doing all right. Because the truth is that no one gets left behind in the kingdom of God. Not a single one. Jesus didn't set up a VIP list. He didn't say, only if you got your life together. Not at all. A lot of us don't have our life together, so we may think we do, but we don't. And sometimes we do, though. Don't get me wrong. And honestly, we're all sick, just in different flavors. And that's a fact. You're looking at one here that's been that route, too. Who am I to say that I'm right here as a shining star talking to everybody? But I'm not. I'm also in need of God. So you walked in today thinking, I don't belong. Let me stop you right there. You do. All of you. You always did. However, just let's unpack for the reasons why. So let's get into some scripture here. And I want to get started with John 6:37 this morning. And I'm going to read off of the NKJV version. John 6:37. And it reads out, "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." So let that sink in for a minute. I'd like to read it together again. "All those the Father gives me will come to me, and the ones who come to me, I will by no means cast out." So we're going to break that down right now. And I made emphasis on this before. And the reason why I keep on bringing this up is because a lot of us haven't received God fully. And that's the work that we need to go ahead and follow through with. Another messages I've given out, some of them are based on structure, because we do need some structure as well. All right. So, however, this one's going to break down a little different today. Breaking down John 6:37 that we just read right now. You won't be casted out. Never. That word's not soft. It's iron, by the way. Reading that verse, Jesus isn't saying, "I'll give you a trial period, and then maybe you're discarded if you don't make the team," right? He's saying, "Once you're mine, you're mine. No take backs, no expiration date." It's not like a penny saver coupon. Those that remember the penny saver, right? It's not discard here. Just wanted to bring that down to those that are old school here. So this stands. Not even a job has this offer as much as you commit to it and thinking you're safe. Not a club has that to offer. Not a single person either. We could also witness that as much as the Chargers have let you down, right? And the Padres. Anyhow, let's get back to this. Have you ever thought that you were safe or solid with someone or an organization, to find out that after so many years you invested, you are dismissed over a small reason? And that's happened to a lot of us. It happened to me, you know, jobs I really commit to, and then, you know, out with you. Our Father is fully invested in you. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Our Father is invested in you." Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right. So, yes, he is invested in you fully. His blood alone right there says it all. Okay? And we want to go ahead and move on to another scripture real quick. Not that quick, because I want you guys to read with me. We want to flip to Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28, again, NKJV version is where we're at. So Matthew 11:28, and it reads, "Come to me, all you who do," start over, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So who's that for? You nailed it. It's for everyone carrying something, and we are. is sometimes we keep something we hold on to in secret. And, you know, in the outside, we want to just go ahead and be like, you know, we're okay. We'll just weigh this out and take a walk, and maybe something will remove it. But in most cases, it just sinks in, right?
That's right.
It does. So everyone's carrying something, whether if it's grief, shame, debt, anger, addiction, loneliness. These are just some of the things right here. And I just got to go ahead and mention addiction. For all those that are walking in a suffering addiction of some type, I really have a heart out for you. So does God first, though. Because it's a battle. It's a battle that you're dealing with, and you may not see it. It could be somebody just walked by you. You don't even know. Has that. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the usual drugs. It could be anything. It could be gambling even then. It could be gluttony. And, you know, I seen a struggle a little bit with that right there. I'm not as light as I was. So, anyways, back to that. Much respect. We love you, our addicts. And we can all join in this work together and help each other out, too. Amen. Carry each other's burdens. That's a fact. Okay? Even God loves the addicts too. All of you, no matter what it is. So, anyhow, right here, it's not a special club, the whole room. And he doesn't say, come after you fix it. He doesn't say, go get right and then come to me because you're either, you know, your hair's messed up, you're stinking, or you need a shave. Or he doesn't say that. He says, come now. I'll carry the load for you, you know. And you will, believe it or not. Some of us are just set on our ways. I've been that person where, is that coming from the north wing right here? So, and back to the west over here, he will carry our load. Let's not get set in our ways again, where we think we're going to just brush that off. That's a better way of doing things. And some of us have learned that, yeah, he will carry our load for us. Mm-hmm. Some of us are struggling to learn, but we will find out sooner or later that he will go ahead and lift us. So he says, come as you are. Come as you are. It's not a Nirvana song either when he says, come as you are. Just as you are right now, whether you're wrecked, physically incapable right now, going through some kind of a mental state, come as you are. No membership needed, no height or weight requirement, just as you are. God knows I'm working on that too. So I want to move on to our next verse though, but that Matthew 11 is very important. Just let him come to you too. He has a reserved spot for you. Then we're going to move on to Revelation 3:20 through 21. Revelation 3:20 through 21. I'll give you guys a moment to catch up on this. I didn't know. I will be preparing to have the notes up on the wall here. We're getting there soon. Right, Marty? Brother Marty? We're all working on that. So here we go. Revelation 3:20-21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and then opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and him dine with me. That was 20. 21. To him whoever comes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. As I overcome and sat down with my Father in his throne. Jesus is speaking here. Break this down, though. He's not bargaining in. You notice It was a knock. It was a knock. It was polite.
That's right.
He's giving you the will to say, I want to come to you, Jesus. I want to accept you. I want you to accept me too. That's the breakdown. He knocks. He's not going to come to your, you know, your party and kick in the door and so on. He's not going to unplug the TV off of you and be rude. He's not that. He's very merciful. Long-suffering. Key word, right, Pastor Fee?
Amen.
Long-suffering. Yeah, we learned that. Definitely. So he knocks every day. He is persistent, though. He knocks every day. Through a friend's text, a song on the radio, that quiet moment when you feel alone. And when you crack the door, I will come in and eat with him. Mm. That's intimacy and that's family right
yes,
there.
Yes.
It is. It is.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know. And so, just back again, just a reminder, he's knocking. Jesus isn't kicking in the doors like DEA with a search warrant. He gives you free will to choose him. All right? Patient, merciful, father, loving, provider. He's all that. Okay? And we got one more I want to go ahead and bring up. Another Bible verse. So, Luke 15:4-7. And if you're following on live right now, you can always hit rewind and write these notes down too. They're all vital, and we'll have an understanding that you are also part of the family. Luke 15:4-7, and it goes like this. All right, I call this one the lost sheep. So here we go with four. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after one, which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. 6. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. 7. I say to you, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Ain't that powerful?
Hallelujah.
That's why we titled this right here. No one left behind. That one sheep. That pretty much could be all of us right here. We're that one sheep.
That's right.
You know. He leaves the 99, goes after that one. Lays there on his shoulder rejoicing. Yes. Now, just think about that right there. And I know I've been following worship music a lot more lately, and we do have a song there that does bring up the 99 and that one. It all makes sense here with Luke 15:4-7. So just think about that. He doesn't wait for the sheep to limp back. He doesn't. And that right there, that part right there, limp back, it means like how we mentioned all, well, we're carrying something. We all have something going on, you know, that we need to get healed from. So the sheep, that one sheep right there he rescued, is, you know, whatever's going on with him, he doesn't wait for him to limp back. He hikes the hill, searches the dark, and carries it home. And heaven throws a party. As he just said right there, rejoice with me. I have found my sheep which was lost. That's Jesus talking right there, right? That's a party. Has anybody ever lost something here and they found? And I don't mean to. Only one person. Okay. All right. I'm pretty sure some of my brothers here lost tools before. You know. Sorry, brothers. I didn't mean that. I lost things before. Okay. All right. So it's just.
Some of us are losing our minds.
Some of us are losing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the Sesmas are. All right, we love the Sesmas. We love them. So, and this is not the example I'm gonna bring up right now is like I'm not degrading. I'm not here to devalue Luke 15:4-7 as. You know, God loves His sheep. Some of us have pets that mean a lot to us. They're part of the family.
Oh yes.
And in no way I'm disrespecting the verse. I want you to know that right now. I've had a pet I lost. But when you do find your pet back, you're almost throwing a party. Yay! Where were you at? You know, all that stuff. But imagine God. Imagine God, what He's celebrating up there. Rejoicing. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen, right?
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus.
So heaven throws a party. Not for the perfect flock. For the one that wandered. That's you. That's me. That's us.
That's
all
right.
Of us, okay?
That's
right. Amen. So, that's amazing. We're loved. And right now, I'm getting just chills thinking about that. I am. So, well, let's jump on to another verse, okay? Let's proceed. You know, we're going to jump into the verse, but this message that God put together for me to deliver it really touched me spiritually. You know, we're selected. We're all selected. And you know, we're in a war too, though. At the same time, we're out there just war against evil spirits trying to come to the shoulder and leech on and tell you things and pollute you. No. Jesus, we rebuke any evil spirit here today. In Jesus' name, flee. Get out of here.
That's right.
All right. Okay, so we're going to jump on to Revelation 3:20-21. Revelation 3:20-21. So I'll just read it off right now. Again, you can hit rewind on this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Actually, I already went over this one right here. So, let me get myself right, okay? Give me 1 second. We're almost there, okay? We're almost there. Okay. We're gonna blame this on Microsoft real quick. Anyhow, so I know what it was anyways. The notes, okay? So I'm gonna break it down this. So we're right here, we're selected, God Almighty. So I just wanna go ahead and bring up something that's happened recently at work. With a friend at work. Well, we make friends at work, you know. And for this person, her name, we'll call her Cindy. Okay. So I was talking to Cindy in regards of a Bible verse, just random. Because they were playing music and, you know, they listened to their own thing. And then the song I kind of mentioned right here a moment ago, Come As You Are, right? anyways, by a band. And then I did turn around and said, hey, that's in a Bible verse, but different. So she asked me, hey, are you religious? So then I decided to go ahead and answer to her, you know, kindly, politely. I was like, well, no, not really. I'm a man of faith, you know, man of God, you know, Jesus Christ, my Savior. So, oh, okay, all right. And so I asked her the same question back just to figure out where she stands, you know. And that's the way I am. I allow people to speak on their own. And she said, hey, well, no, I'm not. I don't have a religion. I'm atheist. I don't believe in anything. And then just kind of a quick answer the way I said it. So I said, ah, okay, all right. You know, well, has anybody ever talked to you about the faith, about God, you know, Jesus, the one that came and paid for our sins? She said, yeah, I've had numerous friends come to me. And, friends I don't even talk to anymore. So I said, well, what happened, you know? She said, well, a lot of them just talked to me about it, but they got really upset with me. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, they're telling me about God, but they're angry. And I said, angry? Okay, where are we going now with this? So she said, yeah, they start to argue with me and so on, and then in the long run, they won't talk to me. Or something like that, you know. Was it a battle or what? You know. She said, nah, but they just won't, you know. I have friends that are still friends, but they don't really hang out with me too much anymore, or they just got offended because I said that. So I was just like, okay, well, all right. Well, I just let it be. So I started I let that conversation just kind of be, you know. And I know that as Christians, you might hear this on other episodes of Amazing Grace here, where what don't we do here? What should us Christians in faith should not do, right? You're not gonna get this book right here and smack them in the head, right? You don't do that. You know, and that was my first thought. I was just thinking, well, sooner or later, we were all there at one point. I'm sure we were, you know, and I don't think anybody grabbed the book and hit me in the head with it either. So in my head, I gave her patience. Now, she's really a cool person at work, professional, all that stuff, cool. And I couldn't see myself just, doing one of these. You're atheist or something, and then, you know, detached. I know that God is persistent, as we just mentioned right now. And I really feel that she does need a little bit more of the word, not someone that's going to just go ahead and beat her down. We have enough of those already. So we need to lift each other up.
That's right.
We do. We always are going through something. And the last thing you want is somebody to go and then just, man, and I'm being sarcastic, as I said, someone beat you in the back of the head just because, you know, that's not what you want. So she did mention, though, that she does pray with her mom. Her mom is of faith. You understand that? So she did say and revealed, and now she's opening up, because I'm not challenging her. You know, I'm hearing her out. And, you know, you could little by little start bringing. But she started speaking. She said, I pray with my mom. I said, oh, that's great, you know. I'm like, well, that's cool. I know you said you're atheist. I'm like, and so when you pray with your mom, what makes you, you know, get into it? Well, she said she feels better that we do it together. That's the only reason. So I'm thinking, well, so she does know about God. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, she's going to also be part of the faith, you know, in God's timing, whenever that timing is, because he only knows. So I just let that be. So that was a conversation one. Conversation two, maybe a week and a half later, she tells me, that's great you're married, you know, and because I brought up Sister Marilee, you know, and some of the family events we do. And she said, I feel like I need a boyfriend. And so, remember where we started out here at first, right? You know, we all got something. Even that right there was the lonely part. So I'm thinking, you know what, she probably is lonely. You know, probably needs or something like that. So, we did start off with Matthew 11 and 11:28. And then, yeah, you know, addiction, loneliness. Yeah, she's part of that, the club too, on that part. We all were part of that club at one point. So, you know, and that struck, I was just like, okay, so on and so on. It was Friday already. And then, and then later on, because she's open, because it's a lot of us guys working there. So she opens up and says, hey, well, you know, I hope I meet somebody tonight. And then, and then whatever. That's it. I'll leave it as that. So I told myself, okay. So some people have made an attempt to talk to her. Some people have kind of, you know, distorted a little bit of what the next person could say to her. So I'm going to make it right. So what I did is just, I gave her one of the messages that I spoke on, the most familiar one, which is in regards to family and structure. Again, we're going back to structure. Family. Maybe you guys remember this one where I mentioned, hey, you know, we don't just, we do things for purpose. You know, we're not going to have a relationship and then there's no purpose with it. There's purpose with it. So anyways, fast forward, here we are. I got a clip to YouTube, boom, boom, went there. And I decided to text it to her. And I told her, look, in regards to what you said right there, let's check out this clip. And she's like one of the guys. So, you know, she felt comfortable. So anyhow, I hope that she clicked on it. I did ask her, hey, please check it out. Please watch it. You know, whether you like it, put a thumbs up, thumbs down, doesn't matter. Just check it out. This will help you to what you're talking about, that you feel lonely and so on. So we're still to follow on that. So the point of this is that, you know, the point of this right here is that this should have been started off with 2 Timothy 4:2. Because as much as that, we talked about, you know, where we stand with God and so on. We do not need to, you know, get angered at people. We're not angry Christians, are we? I mean, we go through battles, but we're not going to go ahead and preach in anger. I'm not up here angry. I'm here happy. You know, I'm here to deliver a message for all of us, for myself too, right? So here we go on 2 Timothy 4:2, and it reads, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all patience and doctrine. Anybody familiar with that? Amen. Yeah? Well, if some of us are not, I'll just break it down like a cheap shotgun. Here it is. So this right here will bring the key aspects of 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Focus on scripture. This is where it comes from. Not just opinions. Not this worldly advice. Okay? Now, in season, out of season, be prepared to share at any time, whether it is convenient or not convenient. Okay? At any time, any moment. I did that at the 9 to 5. You know, whether it was 3 minutes I gave her, it was something. It'll start growing. Mustard seed. Remember that. Okay. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Bring conviction. Confront error. And encourage believers. That's what we do. Remember, we lift each other up. We're already down as it is. Come on. With all patience and doctrine, ensure the teaching is sound and delivered patiently. Again. All right. We're gonna go ahead and change the manner of this sister to join us sometime with patience, though. Okay? We'll get that. All right. So, anyway, I'll cut those calls together. Just let me. Well, it's something I want to share. It's a little personal, though. All right. So, something about me in my past, though. And I'll let it be known. Some may know, some may not know, but it's a given. We're all here right now. So about my past, you know, I grew up in a church, full faith, and so on. I didn't get baptized until much later, right here at Amazing Grace with Pastor Fee and right here our family. But before that, though, I had left the church for many months. It was right before I met Sister Marilyn. I was going through a deep depression, a darkness. The enemy was attacking me. Okay, I had closed up curtains at home. Away from family, I stepped away from being social. You know, I was upset over a relationship that was not in God's plans as well, along with others, you know, with some clubs, put it out. So there was like a lot of things going on at one point, so I closed up. I stopped hearing the word, you know. I closed up, turned away, started smoking marijuana and cigarettes, you know. This was some time ago. When there was a menthol, obviously there's not that no more. I wasn't taking care of myself. I'm not promoting it, by the way. But yeah, it is kind of what. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was looking very like Willow, all slim, you know. I know I'm heavier now. But anyways, I wouldn't take care of myself, period, at all. So imagine being closed up, just, you know, indulging on this, staying at home, closed curtain, closed house, all that, away from family, away from social anything, away from God even then. That's the most important. That's a very lonely road. That was bad. That was awful. Something that shouldn't happen, though. So I'm bringing this up because, you know, I really don't share this much of my life, though, but it should. It should be a testimony. You know, after weeks and months, now this was like back in 2021. That's when all this was starting to hit. Okay? We had just got past that COVID-19. It was COVID-20, COVID-21 now, because it lasts for a long while. After weeks and months of scripture, you know, I was. What came back was the scripture. It was just on a channel on one morning on a Sunday, and then, you know, I started seeing reruns of preachers and so on. So that started engaging me again. So soon also Facebook was giving me messages, and I thought that was awkward. Like, why did all these verses start coming up? However, I started reading them. And I had a moment of realization, like, what am I doing here? Like, what did I just do? I'm not surrounded by anybody. Why am I? Yeah. Okay. So I'm starting to see the light there. And then one day I looked in the mirror and realized I was damaging the temple. I needed restoration. And then I just had to go ahead and pray at the moment and pray for change and renewal. I turned the smoke down. I did. That, you know. That was bad. Even then, the way I felt when I would breathe. So I needed to come back to God and repent of all my sins. So started calling up some family members that I needed to forgive, and asked them to forgive me, and so on. That's when God's plan started unfolding in me, though, at the moment. So I'm going through this healing process, right? I met Sister Marilee. You know, we hanged out a few times. And she invited me to this wonderful church, Amazing Grace, where I started feeling like I'm coming back to life again. You know, it took steps. You know, Luke 15:4-7, with the lost sheep, I was that lost sheep. That's the reason why I'm bringing this up. I was part of the flock, got lost. You know, I kind of blame it on Pandora too, Tedashi. There's a song called Home, Coming Home to God. And I heard that. I didn't care to hear gospel hip hop, and it just popped up on a Pandora one day, just playing it. And here we are, KUSI, right? Sunday, and then just preaching. Then Facebook, these. So I already knew that was God right there. It wasn't much the stations anymore. But he called me back. And he did just that for me. So here's the thing. Whatever you're carrying, guilt, doubt, that secret you think would burn the building down right now. And I know there's a lot of things that I'm not proud of in my past. You know, Jesus is not shocked. He's not embarrassed. He's waiting. And he's got shoulders wide enough to carry me too, like he carried that sheep. Okay? So if you're sitting there thinking, I've done too much, remember, the cross wasn't good for good people. It was for all of us. Okay? If you're thinking, I don't feel worthy, good. None of us are, in fact. That's why he came. You know? Not because you earned it, because he paid for it. So, that's just the bottom line. We do get lost, but no one's going to be left behind. Remember this. No one's going to be left behind. A lot of us have friends, loved ones that we care for, that we invite here. And I'm not giving up on them. I did send out some invites today. Some made it, some didn't. However, we're going to be patient. We're going to be open to them. Right. All right? That's what we're going to do. And by the way, just so you know, growth doesn't just come like in a snap of a finger. You receive Jesus Christ, great. That's the first step. We start growing towards him, by the way. You know, there's a lot of things when I accepted, you know, Jesus Christ to be my Savior. I didn't just like, you know, with a magic wand. And then presto, perfect man. No, it's a battle every day. Every day is a battle. Okay. So I've been growing spiritually lately. I'm leaning more as far as like worship. Since October, God's got a hold of me with the worship music. I mean, I'm addicted to him as far as the music now. I love going to work because I'm hearing all the songs we heard this morning. Pastor Pete, thank you for allowing me to select the featured songs that we heard. Yes. But those are my favorite songs. You know, they are. They're all praising God. It's very fruitful to hear the worship music. You know, thank you God for our radio stations, you know, for Air One. I love it. That's what I have tuned in my car. Start up. Don't change my channel, by the way. You know, you're in the gym, same thing. You're at peace. That's what I was sharing with Pastor Fee a few days ago. We met up. I was letting him know how my growth with worship music is, and it's just amazing the feeling you get. And I did ask him, because I've never asked anybody this, what is that feeling I get it's like this emotion that is beyond a birthday party, beyond a prize that you won, beyond the paycheck you earned, beyond, you know, all that stuff. And he shared with me, that's God with you right there. And I'm like, well, it's amazing. I love it. It's just, it's so joyful that it gives me the anointing, give me the tears of joy I've never felt, you know, or I can never describe. It feels amazing, though. And just thank you everybody here at Amazing Grace for opening your doors for me when the first day I walked in. I got baptized. Thank you, God. So, you know, thank you, God Almighty. Sister Marilee, that was God's plan right there. The other stuff that I mentioned, that darkness, that wasn't God's plan, none of that stuff. And then he shifted this position right here. Now I have an amazing wife, Marilee, Sister Marilee here. You know, she invited me to this church, met our pastors, our sisters here. And I thank you all. So we got more sheep out there that need rescuing, and we'll get to that there, definitely, okay? Just want to say that. Well, just want to say this is not like a new message, like I said, but it was a meaningful one to me. What I had to share with my coworkers, okay? Also, good news. Another coworker. I don't want you guys to think I only talk to females about God Almighty, the men too. But I know a lot of them, a lot of these stories I'm bringing up, the women at work. Here's another one. Sister Erica, working landscape, right? We do our work out there in the highway, etc. However, that is her true name. She's a woman of faith, or currently is. And I did used to snap at her at work. Not in an ugly manner, by the way, just as for the better. She was smoking cigarettes at work, and then, hey, come on, put her away, you know, that kind of stuff. Nothing ugly. I don't talk to my coworkers that way. However, I did invite her today. However, she was a little busy today. She's, her kids are getting baptized right now at her church. So that was amazing. She did respond back. I did respond to my other guy coworkers too. I gave them calls. But everybody will show up in their own time. But, you know, Erica's another example of the sheep that God is rescuing here, her children as well, and so on. It's a very proud moment, you know. I don't know, I can't say this is not a day that I don't mention God and, you know, the plans he has for us. But that's just the bottom line. Just to keep on preaching the way it was meant on these bullet points I have right here. In the hundreds of pages I have, right? Anyhow, be patient with each other. Remember, preach the word. Focus on scripture, not opinions. Don't be the, sister, you what? No. Let's read them scripture, okay? Don't forget where we all came from, too, okay? We're past that now. But it doesn't mean hooray for me and behind you, you know? In season, out of season, but be prepared to share at any time. Okay? Bring conviction, confront error, and encourage believers. With all patience and doctrine, ensure the teaching is sound and delivered patiently. Okay? That's just the bottom line. God Almighty, I'm listening to you, and I want you to know, I want to be a good servant, and I'm learning every day from you. I just got to say. And thank you for letting me be here. We're in a country where we're privileged to go ahead and pursue you. A lot of countries don't have that. And we pray for those countries too. We do. You know, we take it for granted sometimes. Yeah, and keep God in the dollar, because I believe in that. You know, he's been pulled away, but we're restoring now. We are. So that's what I got today for everybody. So we'll just close. We should just close up right now in prayer. However, anybody needs prayer here, don't forget, we're open to you. That's right. You know, We got our preacher, Brother Marty, Pastor Art, our Pastor Fee, the OG, Sister Yolanda as well. Anybody else, I'm here for you too. I'm here to open up and hear you out, pray for you, pray for any circumstance, okay? Because wherever two or more are gathered, God is there, okay? So I just want to call up Pastor Fee, if you could please pray us out today.
Yes, amen.
And we're here for prayer even after our prayer out, okay? And benediction. All right? Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Give God a shout of praise.
Amen.
Hey, let's just pray for him. He mentioned, I think it was Thursday, me and him, we just got together, had some coffee, and we were here for about 2 hours, and we're just, I would like to call it, we were building each other up. Amen. Lifting each other up, encouraging one another. What can I do for you to help you in your ministry? What can we do to keep going? You see, it's easy to tear down. It's harder to build up.
Yeah.
And that's what we're called to do. I said we're called to be ministers of what? Reconciliation. Amen. So we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And I hope you slept with that coffee, brother. I gave you some echelon from Anthony, man, and echelon.
Pastor B, can I hold you real quick? Something about Jesus, but aside of that coffee,
man. The presence of God was, man. When we were ministering to one another, man, the presence of God was, it's like we didn't want to go home. And we kept looking at our clock, man. It was an awesome time. But you know what? Sometimes men have to share their hearts with one another. And when men get together and just share your heart with one another, you know, things come up that need to come up. And then we deal with it. And then we say, how can we build upon that now? How can we help straighten those little things that are crooked in our life? And that's what we do. We're called to do that. Yes, there's always an answer to all problems of life. And it starts with Christ. It starts with Him. He has all the answers. Amen?
He does.
And so thank you, brother. Thank you for that time. And I look forward to having those one-on-ones with the men that are here. Anytime you want to get together, we get together and we'll just, you know, it was like, for both of us, where are you at right now? Where are you at? What can we do to strengthen your life right now? And so that's what we did. We sharpened each other's iron.
Iron sharpens iron.
Amen. And so I'm going to pray for him right now. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that he came up, Lord, to deliver his message. He even came and shared his deep, deep personal thing that he went through. But God, you were there to rescue him. And Lord, we thank you, God, on the scriptures where you will leave the 99 to go get the one. And you went there and got him back. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless him and his marriage. Lord, I pray, Lord, for his family. I pray, Lord, that you would use him on the job continually. Lord, he's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. And so, Lord, we thank you and praise you. And bless my brother in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead and have a seat, brother. Let me turn that off real quick. Or you'll start talking. We hear everything you're saying. Okay, there we go. Hey, before we give our benediction, we're always going to give an invitation to receive the Lord. And so if you're watching right now on Facebook and YouTube, or maybe you're here, you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a great opportunity. And so we're just going to piggyback from his message and give an invitation and just reach those who need to be reached right now. So if you're watching, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you too may receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would give you an opportunity. Maybe you're that 99 that is straying away, and God is reaching out for you. And so pray this prayer by faith and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, is he worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.